蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。当朋友你听到耶稣，你会想到什么呢？基督徒就不用说了，我们想到耶稣基督是我们的主。可是对于一些不认识耶稣的人，或者说不相信耶稣的人呢，会有什么样的看法或想法呢？也许你会说，哦，这是一个外国人的名字，又或者说你听过一些关于耶稣的事情，但是你却并不是真的了解耶稣到底是谁，又或者是在他生命当中发生过什么样的事情。那同时呢，也有一些人呢，是因为自己身边有一些基督徒的亲人或者朋友跟自己传福音分享基督信仰，然后知道了耶稣，但在内心呢，就会觉得耶稣跟我有什么关系？就算他是个神，他也是一个来自遥远的国度的神，跟中国人没有关系啊，中国有自己的神呢。当然这些呢，都是每个人不同的一些看法和理解了。那李诺想说呢，其实耶稣跟我们每一个人都是息息相关的。当然我们常说，你要了解基督信仰，你要从了解耶稣开始，你要了解上帝，要从了解耶稣开始。圣经呢，事实上是我们了解耶稣最直接的一个方式，一个途径。当然了，也有很多的人对圣经是持有一个观望或者是怀疑的态度，觉得圣经是不是在自说自话，是否有一些史实的根据啊等等这些。那我们在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯呢就要来采访一位作者。这位作者呢写了一本书，是有关于耶稣的。他会从历史，从现实的角度呢去跟人介绍耶稣的生平以及耶稣的身份，包括耶稣与我们每一个人的关系。我想如果你对耶稣的身份，或者说你对自己的信仰有一些的疑惑，又或者是不明确的地方呢，接下来的信息对你来说是非常重要的，希望你能够留心来收听。当然呢，今天的节目呢是由查尔斯来采访这位作者的。那同样的，李诺呢也来邀请我的好朋友好搭档天路呢跟我一起来配合完成查尔斯对这位作者采访的翻译选段。
There have been so many takes on who Jesus is. Just Google it sometime. But my friend John Dixon is with us in the next few minutes to talk about the real Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth.
只要你上网搜索呢，就会看到很多有关于耶稣是谁的说法。但是我的朋友约翰·迪克森将会到节目中来介绍真正的耶稣，拿撒勒人耶稣。
And yet Jesus...was utterly compelling in both his power and humility. I found myself revering him and feeling loved by him.
然而耶稣的全能和谦卑都非常强而有力。我觉得我既敬畏他，又感觉到他爱我。接下来是查尔斯对约翰·迪克森的采访。
And John, I want to thank you once again for joining us on the program.
Fantastic to talk with you, Charles.
约翰，再次谢谢你来到我们的节目当中啊。
很高兴跟你聊天。
I wanted to have you on the program today because, yes, you have a new book out. You do put books out. You're continuing a book series on a doubter's guide to whatever. And the latest is a doubter's guide to Jesus.And it's an introduction to the major portraits of Jesus that are found in the earliest historical sources.
那今天邀请你来到这里呢，是因为你刚刚出了一本新书，你出了一个系列叫做《怀疑者指南》的书。那最新这本呢，是《怀疑者指南：指向耶稣》，它是基于历史资料对耶稣所做的介绍。
I'll never forget the first time I heard you and met you, churches in Vancouver, British Columbia, where you were teaching for a week, were invited to come and bring your non-believing friends. But not just that, your friends who were atheists or agnostics.
那我一直都记得刚认识你跟你见面的时候是在加拿大温哥华，你在那里进行一个星期的教学，并且邀请当地教会把他们未信主的朋友，甚至是无神论、不可知论者都带到你的课堂上。
And they did. And then afterwards you invited atheists and agnostics to ask you questions. That's kind of been a tenor of your ministry for several years, and what do you teach, isn't it?
他们照做了。然后呢，你邀请这些无神论、不可知论者向你发问，大概就是你多年来教导和服侍的主要内容，是吗？
That really is. I often say I'm never happier than when I've got an audience full of skeptical people who are at least willing to take a second look at these things. Because I think from the very beginning of my own Christian journey, I've had great sympathy for people who doubt.Or people who are, you know, dead against the Christian faith.
嗯，没错。我常说，我最快乐的事呢，就是有一群啊，至少愿意花点时间来了解这些事物的怀疑论者做我的听众。
嗯，
因为我觉得，从我刚信耶稣的时候开始，我就对那些抱持怀疑的人有一份同情，包括那些宁死反对基督教的人。
Because most people.They're not idiots. You know, it's not just kind of willful disagreement with Christianity. For many people, they've been damaged by Christians in the past, or they've innocently come across some documentary that challenged the very core of the Christian faith, and that's sort of lodged in their head as a reason not to look in on the Christian faith.
因为大部分的人都不傻。他们不是故意要唱反调，有很多人曾经被基督徒伤害，或者是无意中啊看到一些挑战基督信仰核心的纪录片，因而就成为他们抗拒基督信仰的理由，不愿意靠近。
嗯
，There are a range of sort of you know unmotivated reasons that sit beneath the surface for lots of people, and I just feel great sympathy for that, and have always wanted.To do my best to listen to those doubts and give answers to those doubts as best as I can.
此外，也有很多人有一些难以言明的原因，是表面上看不出来的。对于这些人，这些情况，我感到深刻的同情。我一直很愿意尽我所能的聆听他们怀疑的原因和内容，并且尽我所能的回答他们的疑问。
John, we do live in a time when, while I think he would be intriguing to most people, more and more people are doubting God and even Jesus. So, who are you writing to in this new book?
那约翰，虽然我认为多数人对耶稣还是很感兴趣的，但是无可否认，现今这个时代有越来越多人怀疑神，甚至是怀疑耶稣。那么你这本新书是写给什么人看的呢？
I'm writing primarily to the person who doubts the whole show, but is willing to take a second look. I mean, of course, there are people out there who are adamant that they know it all and they know Jesus never lived and there's no argument that could change their minds. It's not really a book for them.
我这本书主要是写给那些对整个基督信仰心存怀疑，但是又愿意多看一看、想一想的人。当然，总会有些人坚决认为自己什么都知道，耶稣根本没有存在过。他们的看法无论怎么争辩都不会改变。这本书并不是写给这类人的。
嗯
，Though you know maybe they'd find some stuff they didn't know in it. It's really for the person who.Doubts that the life of Jesus can be known reliably in any sense, and doubts the relevance of Jesus, even if there was some history behind it.
但或许他们也能在当中发现一些他们原本不知道的东西。有些人怀疑关于耶稣生平的各种记载或者是数据是否可靠， 即使有历史背景，他们也怀疑是否真的和耶稣有关联。这类的人呢，正是我这本书的写作对象。
And so I'm trying to do those two things in the book. I'm trying to do responsible history, unpacking what our earliest sources say about Jesus, and then tracking how those portraits of Jesus from the earliest sources have impacted millions of lives from the beginning to today. So unlike previous books I've done, this is a blend of history and practical.
所以我在书中尝试做两件事。我尝试构架起可靠的历史，将最初描绘耶稣的各种数据呈现出来，然后去追踪这些早期数据中所描绘的耶稣如何从当时一直到现在影响了千万人的生命。所以这本书跟我之前所写的不同，它包含了历史和现实。His righteousness, he humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all.
A little bit more. You do talk about these portraits of Jesus that you present. What do you mean by portraits of Jesus?
有关这点呢，我们再多谈谈。你说到你呈现了一些对耶稣的描绘，那这些对耶稣的描绘是什么意思呢？
Well, each chapter takes an aspect of Jesus as presented in the sources, like teacher.You know, the sort of obvious, Jesus was a teacher.
早期数据中所呈现的耶稣有很多不同的面貌。每一种面貌呢，我用一章来介绍。例如，耶稣是个老师。
当然了。
But he was also healer, and so there needs to be a whole chapter about him as healer. He's also considered the judge, the final judge of the world. That is one of the clearest, most evidenced,aspects of the historical Jesus. So there's a chapter on Jesus as judge.
但是耶稣也是一个医治者， 所以需要有一整章来谈医治者耶稣。他还是一个审判官，是世界终局的审判官。关于历史上实存的耶稣，这方面的证据与描述最多最清晰，所以呢，有一章专门介绍耶稣是审判官。
And I sort of walk through these different portraits of Jesus, explaining the data that we have, the historical data that makes these compelling insights into the real figure from the first century. And then I track what this might mean today if it were true.
我就是这样介绍耶稣的不同面貌，同时说明我们有什么历史数据，足以把这些引人入胜的见解转变为符合第一世纪的真实形象。然后呢，我就去探究，如果这些都是真的，对我们现今的世界有什么意义？
Let's just talk about the world we're in today. More so in Australia. Canada, yes. Not so much in parts of the United States. But it's a godless world.I would say most of America is a godless country today.
那我们来谈谈现在我们身处的世界吧。澳大利亚和加拿大越来越是这样，在美国某些地方还没这么厉害。我说的是，这个世界很不敬畏神。今天大部分的美国人并不敬虔。
People just don't believe. Some people despise. And here you are, not only as a pastor and a professor,an academic, but you're someone who has this burning desire for people to come to not just know truth, but know Christ as Savior. How do we do that today?
他们不相信神，有的还鄙视基督信仰。而你来到这里，你不只是牧师、教授和学者，你也是个非常渴望人们能够来认识真理、认识基督是救主的人。我们可以怎么做呢？
How can this book be used in the life of someone who just says, I don't believe anything, much less Jesus Christ died on a cross to save me from my sins, of which I don't even believe I'm a sinner?
这本书可以怎么样帮助那些自称什么都不信，不信自己是罪人，更别说相信耶稣死在十字架上替他们赎罪的人呢？
Yeah, look, it's a difficult task. And you're right that right across the Western world, there's a kind of turning our backs on the things that made the Western world, including this story of Jesus, the existence of God, the kind of high view of the human person that came out of that.
这确实是很难的工作。你说的没错。整个西方世界现在好像都在远离当初那些造就出西方世界的基础。包括耶稣的事迹、神的存在，以及由此而生的对人的重视。
And so there's a turning of the back against the origins of those things. But what's intriguing to me is that most ardent secularists still want to maintain a Christian view of reality without any of the theology. And I think here is the...opportunity, you might say, to challenge our skeptical friends.
现在的确离这些根基越来越远了。但是我觉得有趣的一点就是，大部分热心的世俗主义者依然很想保留基督教对现实生活的观点，但又不想要任何神学观念介入。我想这就是一个机会，让我们挑战那些抱持怀疑论的朋友们。
I mean, just to take one example, most...secularist Canadians, Australians, Americans are really committed to the idea that people are equal and inestimably valuable.
举个例子，有很多世俗主义者，包括加拿大的、澳大利亚的、美国的，都非常相信人生来平等。
没错。
Yes, regardless of their capacities, regardless of their usefulness for society. Now,As a historical fact, we know that idea did not come from Greece or Rome, the other two great tributaries to the Western view of the person.
不管能力如何，对社会有没有贡献，每个人都是非常有价值的。那么，根据历史事实，我们知道这种对人的看法并不是从西方思想的两大支流，希腊或者是罗马发展出来的。
It really came from the Jewish and Christian vision of people made in the image of God. So the question I always want to bring to my secular friends is, tell me how you can argue for the inestimable equal value of every individual if we are simply accidents, if there is no God who loves us equally.
实际上是从犹太人和基督教所说人是按着神的形象被造的观念而来的。所以我很喜欢问我的世俗主义的朋友说，如果我们只是偶然地来到这个世上，并没有一位不偏心的爱我们的神存在，那么你要怎么样去捍卫人生来平等有无比价值的这个说法呢？
嗯，
其实这种观点的神学基础就在于神对人有同样的爱。
Which is the theological ground of this view. So I find that because so many things have come into the West, so many of the things we love most about the West have come from Christianity, that actually this turning the back on Christianity as a theological system still gives us opportunities to talk with our friends about what would replace Christianity to undergird some of these things we love most.
这就是我所发现的，因为有很多西方的东西，很多我们西方人引以为荣的东西呢，都是从基督信仰来的。所以这种想远离基督教神学系统的趋势，还是给了我们机会去跟朋友们讨论。如果舍弃基督教，有什么可以继续巩固那些我们一向热爱的价值呢？
John Dixon, coming to us today from Sydney, Australia. Thank you so much for being part of Haven today again.
来自澳大利亚悉尼的约翰·迪克森博士，非常谢谢你参与我们的节目。 不知道听完了今天的节目，朋友你是否明确了耶稣是谁呢？你有没有了解到耶稣跟你有什么样的关系呢？其实李诺很小的时候就听过耶稣，因为我妈妈在我很小的时候就已经信了主了。但是那个时候呢，我对耶稣的概念其实好像没有什么非常具体的。唯一一个很深的印象呢，就是小的时候家里有一个耶稣像，那是一个工艺品。当我第一眼看到这个耶稣像的时候，我就知道，哦，这是一个外国人，可能他的人生当中会发生一些事情，让别人能够知道他，能够认识他，甚至愿意来跟随他。但是当李诺真正的来认识上帝，来进入基督信仰的时候呢，我就发现原来耶稣呢对我们每一个人来说是十分重要的。因为我们从圣经当中就能够了解到，耶稣来到这个世上为的是什么？是为的我们世上的每一个人。当然圣经中特别是新约当中讲述许多耶稣的故事，而很多的刚刚听到耶稣的，包括很多的基督徒在开始接触福音的时候，最熟悉的一句话呢，就是圣经约翰福音3:16那里说到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。从这一节的经文当中，我们看到耶稣来到这个世界是有一个使命的，而且他这个使命呢，是表现着神的爱。而与此同时呢，我们去回应神的方式最直接的，那就是相信耶稣基督。当我们相信耶稣基督呢，事实上我们就响应了神对我们的爱。当然，接下来的这几期节目呢，我们会继续聊到约翰所写的书，就是这个怀疑者的指南。我们会进一步的去了解耶稣在现实的世界当中，他造成了怎样的影响，以及他在世上的这些年，对我们世上的每一个人有什么样的意义。同时呢，李诺也想跟你说，耶稣基督他是爱我们，以至于呢，他愿意奉献自己的生命，来代替我们成为那个十字架上的挽回祭。或许你会不太清楚这其中的意义到底是什么，但是我想让你知道，就是耶稣承担了我们将要面对的那个最严重的刑罚，最残酷的结局。盼望你能够来认识他，因为耶稣就是爱。耶稣来到这个世上，就像我刚刚说的，他是背负着一个爱的使命。关于今天查尔斯在节目当中所聊到的内容，不知道朋友你有什么想法或者感受呢？欢迎你来信跟李诺分享。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。同时也欢迎你关注生命棒棒糖微信公众号，每周的周六周日呢会推送当天的蓝天绿洲的节目，希望你能够关注收听，同时也可以通过生命棒棒糖跟李诺互动联系。感谢朋友您今天的陪伴，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。